Track 3.
And now, Science Today, introduced by Simon Gray.
Today we are looking at emotions. And with me in the studio are our resident scientists, Dr. Aaron Palmer and Dr. Marion Bates. Well, first, Aaron, we hear people refer to basic emotions. What are they exactly?
Well, in the 1970s, Dr. Ekman from the University of California devised a list of six basic emotions, which are anger, disgust, fear, joy, sadness, and surprise.
And are these emotions common to all human beings?
I think it's fair to say most members of the scientific community agree that, yes, basic emotions are universal.
But men don't experience the same emotions as women, do they?
Whoever said that is wrong. All human beings experience the same basic emotions. They may choose to express their emotions differently.
Okay. So, can you explain how Ekman arrived at this list?
Well, initially he based his theory on cross-cultural research done on a tribe in Papua New Guinea. It was a completely isolated tribe. They still used stone to make tools and weapons. And Ekman found that the people from this tribe could reliably identify six facial expressions of emotion. To do this, he used photographs of people from around the world. And they could identify all the basic emotions from the photographs, even though they'd had absolutely no contact with any other culture before.
Hmm. Yes. In fact, wherever this experiment was carried out, the results were the same. Whoever saw the photos identified the same emotions. Ekman's discovery showed that the facial expressions associated with these basic emotions are universal. He therefore concluded that humans are born with the ability to recognise them in others.
Mm. Of course, our ancestors relied on these basic emotions to stay alive. The survival value of emotions like fear, disgust, and joy are still obvious. Whenever you come across something that frightens you, run away from it. Whenever you come across something that disgusts you, don't eat it. Whatever gives you pleasure, do more of it, etc.
Mm.
But beyond these basic emotions, there are others which are referred to as higher emotions.
And they are?
Well, these are not as well defined as the basic ones, but they include such things as guilt, embarrassment, shame, pride, sympathy. These are emotions which are thought to be confined to, if not humans alone, then to a subset of large-brained mammals, several of whom are related to humans.
So, what do these higher emotions have in common?
Well, with these emotions, it isn't just what the person experiencing the emotion actually feels. For example, in the case of fear, the person's body reacts. The heart starts pumping faster, you might start sweating, etc. Higher emotions, on the other hand, are triggered by what other people might be thinking about you.
Mm, can you give an example?
Okay. Let's take embarrassment. Let's take a situation like, say, spilling coffee all over yourself. Now, whenever you do this in private, say, in your own kitchen, and however many times you do it, it's unlikely to cause embarrassment. But if you spilt coffee all over yourself in a very public place, you might well feel embarrassed.
So you're saying there isn't embarrassment in the act itself, but in what others might think of you?
Yes, exactly. Mm. And that's the difference between higher and basic emotions.
Okay. I can see that with embarrassment, but is it the same with guilt or pride? Do we only feel guilty or proud when someone else witnesses the act?
Well, actually, no, that's a very...